Okay, now, if you have time, you do the long mandala offering, which as I'm going to show you. If you don't have time, you do the short one. If you're lazy and you have time, do the long one. If you're not lazy and you don't have time, do the short one. But the best one is do the long one. Okay? Everyone should have a clean cloth, any color you like. Try to avoid black. Try to, any color you like, any material you like, but be practical. It's washable. Then when you do the mandala offering, it should be on your lap. Okay? Take this part. It should be around your shoulder. And then you open it up like this. This should be around your shoulder. You open it up like this. Then, with your left hand, you grab the plate. But your left hand should not be empty. You can use rice, beans. This is fake pearls, imitation pearls. Imitation pearls, whatever you like. But beware, if you use things that are heavy, it'll be very heavy. Okay? The plate can be anything, steel, silver, copper, whatever you like. Of course, silver, the best if you can. Right? You can even have jewels around it. Make your mandala set as beautiful as possible. It's very important to have a mandala set for your Dharma practice, okay? So you have a little bit in your hand here. You hold it like this. The first step is purifying one's karma. You can recite refuge or Vajrasattva's mantra or long refuge, like this. You grab a little. Okay, you grab a little in your right hand and you need to purify your karma. You can do this minimum 3 times or as much as you like. So all the negative karma you've done, all the negative thinking, negative action, speech, purify now. Namo Guru Ve, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dhamma, Namo Sanghaya, Namo Guru Ve, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dhamma, Namo Sanghaya, Namo Guru Ve, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dhamma, Namo Sanghaya, Namo Guru Ve, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dhamma, Namo Sanghaya. Namo Guru Ve, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dhamma, Namo Sanghaya, Namo Guru Ve, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dhamma, Namo Sanghaya. Geshe Thubten Gyaltsen said that we should rub it with the inside here. Because there's a special, it's okay, there's a special nerve here. When we stimulate it, it helps us to develop compassion. It's a chi flowing, all right? The base is our mind. This is the Dharma. And the pearls are negative karma. So when we put it on, we clear the negative karma from our mind. Namo Guru Ve, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dhamma, Namo Sangha. Namo Guru Ve, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dhamma, Namo Guru Ve, Namo Buddhaya. Namo Guru Ve, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dhamma, Namo Sanghaya. Then we do counterclockwise to collect merit 3 times. The collection of wisdom and emptiness. Geshe-la says how many times you wipe it is up to you. Okay? Namo Guru Ve, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dhamma, Sangha. Namo Guru Ve, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Sangha. Namo Guru Ve, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dhamma, Namo Guru Ve, Namo Buddhaya. Namo Guru Ve, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dhamma, 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 Namo Sanghaya, Oma Benza Bhumi Ahu. When you say the first line, everybody has that? Om Benza Bhumi Ahu, you put a little on top. So Om Benza Bhumi Ahu, put a little on top. If it stays or not, does it matter? Because it's symbolism. In this case, it'll never stay because it's slippery, fake pearls, okay? Oma Benza Bhumi Ahum. The next one you recite is Great Powerful Golden Ground. Om Benza Reki Ahum. When you say Om Benza Reki Ahum, Geshe-la said, put the first ring on. Okay, you don't put the ring arbitrarily here and there. You have to put it according to the recitation. Learn this one correctly. Geshe-la was very particular. Why? Sarumji was coming. Sarumji would be watching. Yeah. Geshe says, Sarumji, you watching? If the mandala not nice, maybe Sarumji get up and go to his room. Yes. All right? So, Om Benza Bhumi Ahum. Great, powerful, golden ground. Om Benza Reki Ahum. When you say Reki Ahum, what do you put? Very good. Then in the center, the king of Mount Meru. In the center, king of Mount Meru. So you take some of your pearls, put it in the center. The next one is what? East. East is here. Huh? Look here. East is here. East is to you, because when we take initiation, we face the mandala from the eastern direction. Okay? East Lu Pa Bo. Next one is going to be south, is here. East is here, look here. East, south. What's this? Nope. West. This one? Very good. First one is Mount Meru. Then you go to the east, south. As you're reciting it, you gotta put it. Not, I mean, of course, in the beginning, you train, you do, you look, you put, you look, you put. After you have to memorize and put it, it's a meditation. It represents the whole universe you're offering to the Buddhas. So east is where? Closest to me. Very good. Then next one is south is where? Very good. Then west is where? Good. And then the last one is what? Then the next one is intermediate directions, okay? So when you recite that, it's intermediate directions. Get it? By this time, when you say precious mountain, then you put one. You say wish granting tree, you put another one. Wish granting cow, you put another one. Harvest wreath through until, another one. Then when you get to precious wheel, you do the next one. Then you say, what happens if I get to precious wheel, it's not filled up? Fill it up, laugh. Just fill it up. Say, excuse me, Tsongkhapa, fill it up. That's it. So if you have too much, by the time you get it, what do? Just put one, excuse me, Tsongkhapa. Okay? You don't have to be so complicated. So the next one you do what? Is precious wheel. You put this one. Then you say precious wheel. Precious jewel, precious queen, precious minister, precious elephant, precious horse, precious general, great treasure vase. All right? When you say the goddess of grace, this should be filled up already. Then you put this one. Goddess of grace, you put this. She's the goddess that teaches you grace. How to be, you know, like move around unlike Gimli. You know what I mean? Goddess of grace. You can tell I said so. Goddess of grace, what do you put? Correct. That's why I say don't get a big one and put heavy stuff. By this time, your hand already like numb. For some of us, if we can't hold it up, we have hand problems, arthritis, we're older, you can put it on the table and do it. And then just do it like that slowly. Okay? You can put it on the table. So you put goddess of grace, goddess of garlands, song goddess, dance goddess, flower goddess, incense goddess, light goddess, perfume goddess. Then you say sun, moon, precious parasol. When you say banner of victory, you take the last one. Put this on top. This is called the banner of victory. After you put this one on top, you take your right hand, fill it up with whatever, and hold it. Both hands should never be empty. And then what do you say? In the center, God's and humans' perfect wealth. Lacking nothing, pure and pleasing. All these to the glorious, supplying kind guru and lineage gurus, and especially sovereign of all teachings, glorious, excellent, whatever. When you disassemble it, you have to put it towards you. Pay attention very clearly. You don't simply disassemble it front or back. You do this way. Idama guru randamanda laka nirayatayami. Make sure it falls towards you. Okay? So, when you recite the mantra, Idama Guru Ratna Manda Lakam Niraya Tayami, you think that Lama Tsongkhapa accepted your offering, and then you collapse it towards you. After you collapse it, if you're doing a mandala retreat, you do it again and again and again until you finish 100,000. You do a few every day. If you're not doing a mandala retreat, you may put this away. When you store your mandala away, you put all the items inside, like this, and then you wrap it like this, okay? And then take it off and do that. And all of you must practice this. Practice, don't practice it in front of Tsongkhapa, practice it when you're not doing your sadhana, you know, on the side, practice. Okay, don't in front of Tsongkhapa, excuse me, I'm practicing. He's got other things to do, like save the world. Okay? But this is a very powerful practice. Lama Tsongkhapa did over 1 million mandala offerings. But because Lama Tsongkhapa was very poor, he used stone base and stones. And he did it until the skin tore off from here. But he attained, after he finished mandala offerings, he attained direct vision of Manjushri. So this is a very powerful practice. The Bhikshuni, there's one nun in Tibet. This was one of her main practices. After finishing her practice of mandala, she got direct vision of 1,000 arm Kuan Yin Posa. And she can communicate with Kuan Yin Posa anytime she wants. It's a very powerful practice to do every single day. We should do this 100,000 times. Okay? You might think, oh my God, that takes so long. Look, it'll be longer in samsara if you don't. Does everybody understand how we did it? Was it film? All right. Everybody understand? Okay, good. Be better if you do in Tibetan, actually, because it flows easier. Now, if you don't, like I already told you, if you're going to do the short one, that's okay too. If you do the short one, this is a reason for lay people to have very nice malas with ornaments, stones, whatever you can afford. Then when you do your mandala offerings, you do like this. You do the short one. This is Mount Meru and the four subdivisions and all the precious ministers, queen, all the fields, the earth, the planets, the sun and the moon, the victory banner, jewels, precious elephant, everything is here. Can you visualize that? Sa ji bi ji ju ji me zo zha ri ra lin zi ni de gyan ba di san ji zin du me zi u wa yi zhu guan nam da zin la ju ba ra shu. Then when you do Idamaguru, you release it towards you, remember? Idamaguru rana madala ka nira ya tayami. Then after you finish that, you made a tremendous offering to Lama Tsongkhapa. Tremendous. Okay? After that, what do? You do the Miktsema. Alright? You can recite, there are many. There are 9-line Tsongkhapa, 7-line Tsongkhapa mantra, there are many. I stick to the 5-line, not to confuse you guys. You can recite the 5-line Tsongkhapa every day, up to you how many you like to do. The recommended amount is 1 mala. It'd be very, very good for you. Especially if you're prone to depression, unhappiness, instability of the mind, then 1 mala a day or more is highly recommended. All right? After you finish that, then you're done with the mantra. Now, if you're a kiddie, if you're a kid, you got a lot of homework, sports, whatever, then you do Lama Tsongkhapa's Miktsema, the mantra is called Miktsema. You can do Miktsema 3 times and then do Om Ara Bazanadi, which is a short mantra, 1 mala. Finish for your kiddies, okay? Then you do Om Ara Bazanadi, Om Ara Bazanadi, Om Ara Bazanadi, Om Ara Bazanadi. Pull the mala towards you. 1 mantra, 1 bead. Om Ara Bazanadi, 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 Om Ara Bazanadi. You can do 1 round, 2 round, 10 round, up to you. If you have memory problems, do 3 rounds a day. At the end of 3 rounds, recite the mantra D on 1 breath. Om Ara Bazanadi. Swallow. That's it. Any questions about the mantra? Very simple. Please, page 156. Now, this is how we visualize it. While we're doing Miktsema or Om Ara Bazanadi, from Lama Tsongkhapa's heart, and the two disciples, like this. Lama Tsongkhapa, the two disciples, from the two disciples' hearts, rays come out. From Lama Tsongkhapa's heart, rays come out, and they join into one. From that one, it comes to your forehead or to your crown, either way. So from the two disciples, lights. From Lama Tsongkhapa, lights. 3 lights combine into one. One comes to your forehead or your crown, up to you. There are 7 types of wisdom you can receive from this mantra and meditation. Do not just recite the mantra without visualization. Do a visualization because you'll get double the benefit. For quick wisdom, which is to be able to achieve understanding and understand the meaning of things without resistance. Meaning you always think, cannot, this cannot, oh, I don't think so, I don't want to. Just always resistance. When you do this meditation, it will cut away that resistance. Then in order to accomplish this wisdom, what you visualize is orange color, bright lights coming from the hearts of the three beings. Within the light is filled with millions and billions of small manjushris. So let's say like this. Orange lights. For the kids, this is very important. Billions of manjushris inside. From the manjushris, the lights go out to all the Buddhas and invites back their blessings in the form of orange lights and dissolves into manjushris. Then these manjushris dissolve into you and your whole body is filled with manjushri. Just visualize the whole body. And while you're reciting the mantra, visualize this process happening. When you do that consistently over time, you will see you gain very, very profound, great wisdom. The next one is clear wisdom. Okay, you don't have to do all seven every day. You can choose the one you want. You can change it or you can continue with one, up to you. All right, next one's clear wisdom. This is to understand very subtle things. Like when someone trying to explain something very subtle, you find it extremely difficult to understand. You have to listen again and again and again. It doesn't go in. This meditation make your mind be able to understand things when you just hear it. So when you hear it just once, you understand it perfectly and you memorize it and it doesn't go away. You can become an old fart, it doesn't go away because you've achieved quick wisdom. So by doing this meditation in this life, even in your next life, you'll come back with quick wisdom. Do you know why? Because wisdom is your mind. Your mind is what travels to your next life. Who would like to have quick wisdom in this life and your next life? It will happen. So in your next rebirth, you come back with a wisdom, very clear, very sharp. So when you learn something, even you're very young, huh? You memorize instantly. And you never forget it. Okay, so this meditation will help. Why Lama Tsongkhapa always sends out manjushri? Because he is manjushri. Orange lights. Within the orange lights, manjushri's mantra, Om Ara Vaza Nadi in Tibetan, English or Chinese. And then the mantras send out rays of light to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and brings back their knowledge and their wisdom and dissolves into Om Arabhasanadi. Then Om Arabhasanadi lights dissolve into us and our body is filled with Om Arabhasanadi. And visualize your body. Don't visualize intestines and stomach and blood and bones. Visualize your body filled with orange rays of light, filled with Manjushri's mantra, Om Arabhasanadi. Then you will gain profound, clear wisdom. The next one is, do you find sometimes you always misunderstand or people misunderstand you, or you just don't understand things clearly? You always get the other wrong idea, always. Or you get the wrong feeling, wrong idea, or you convey the wrong feeling, wrong idea. Well, you can counter that with the quick wisdom meditation. And how do you do that? The same lights, the three combine into one, but in the lights, instead, you visualize trillions and billions of the syllable letter D. That's Manjushri's heart mantra, D. And then the D lights go out to the 10 directions and invites back the quick wisdom of all the Buddhas. It dissolves into the D. Then this D comes to you while you're reciting the mantra. You fill your body with the letter D, completely filled, and then your body's filled with orange light. What's important is this. You fill your body with orange light with the mantra D and make sure you feel your body's filled and it's clear and your channels and winds and drops clear. It's very important. It's just like the Chinese masters, they put acupuncture in you and they clear the points and your disease heals. Same thing, except you're using Manjushri's mantra to do it. So this is less painful than needles. Less painful, yes. It works too. Now, the next one is to be able to achieve profound wisdom. Profound wisdom, which can understand and explain the meaning of the scriptures in depth. So you'll be able to understand the scriptures and explain. Isn't it sometimes difficult when you explain to people, you don't really know how to explain? Or you always have this favorite mantra, I don't know how to say it. I don't know how to say it. And then when you say, I don't know how to say it, the other person is not impressed. You make yourself look bad, you make your guru look bad, you make your chara look bad, you look, make your dharma learning look bad. It makes everything look bad. So how to avoid that? I don't know how to say, I don't know how to say. Instead of complaining all the time, I don't know how to say as an excuse to not work harder, you can do this meditation. And this meditation is three lights join into one. So Khyentse Rinpoche, Gyatso Rinpoche, Lama Tsongkhapa, three lights from their heart come into one. In the lights is the sword of Lama Tsongkhapa. You know, on his lotus, he has a sword and the Dharma text. Trillions and billions of Dharma texts and swords. The swords are sharp, but they don't cut you. And then from that, the lights go out, invite the wisdom of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, deities, and come forth. And then the sword and the Dharma book fill your body up. If there's a particular Dharma book you want to understand, then you visualize that Dharma book. For example, if you want to understand the Lam Rim very well, then you visualize the Dharma book as the Lam Rim. Trillions. And then dissolves into you, fills your body with Lam Rim texts, or Dharma texts, any Dharma texts. And then the wisdom sword of Manjushri. And then you get the ability to explain the Dharma very well, very clearly, very, very eloquently and inspirationally. You will get that ability if you do this meditation. And this ability will follow you into your future lives. So even when you're very young, you can already start teaching the Dharma. Haven't you heard some very young lamas at the age of 6, 7, 8, they're already teaching Dharma? We read that. It is real. It is possible with this meditation. Okay? Next one. It's very easy. But to concentrate on it takes some time and practice. But it's very easy. So consequences of not practicing it, and then you come back as a pig, an elephant, a ghost, you know, over and over take rebirth. Okay? Next one is the wisdom of teaching the Dharma. Please grant me the blessing to achieve wisdom and teaching the Dharma, give definite, supreme understanding, all meaning. This one is, again, similar to the top, but this one is strictly for teaching Dharma. The other one on top is explaining scriptures and understanding scriptures. This one is specifically to teach Dharma. Clearly, decisively, eloquently, even your mouth and your speech become, you know, sometimes people talk, although they know it, the way they talk, you don't understand it. The way they talk, very annoying. Even their speech, their voice, their sound, their lips, their movement, very annoying. It's not nice. I'm not trying to say something's bad, but with this mantra, your speech becomes clear, your words become eloquent, and your pronunciation, enunciation, becomes very clear. And when you talk, instead of people going, they go, oh. Yeah, they do that. You gain the charisma of speech. Charisma of speech. Definitely. If you do this meditation. In the light, you visualize Dharma scriptures. Same procedure, the lights go out, come back, and fill your body with Dharma scriptures. Same procedure. So the meditation is the same, it's just what's inside the light. Everybody understand? Very easy. Do you have to do all seven every day? No. You choose the, which one do you have to do? The one you feel you need. Can you switch? Can. All right? So some of us cannot control our minds, cannot control our faculties. This meditation is very powerful. In fact, those who do Manjushri retreats, their sleep is very light and deep. It's deep, but at the same time it's light, and the dreams come very clear. In fact, when people do Manjushri retreats, Lama Tsongkhapa, same thing. We become very alert and very fresh because the mind becomes very sharp. All right? Next one is the wisdom of spiritual debate. Don't you hate it when you need to talk to people and they give you all kinds of funny reasons, funny excuses, and you can't argue back? You know they're wrong, you don't know how to debate back. Then you end up like, oh, I don't know what to say. Well, this meditation helps you to have a big mouth and win the argument. In a good way. Who would like to have a big mouth and win the argument? Yeah. It's fun. So when they debate about you, about this point, that point, you cut them off. Very sharp. Your tongue becomes sharp but compassionate. Why? It's meant to destroy their wrong conceptions. All right? Same procedure, except in the light, you visualize wheels of swords. So it's a wheel like that, the hub and swords coming out. Everybody understand? It's a wheel, like a wagon wheel. Who's seen a wagon wheel? Except this one has swords coming out. Same procedure, same meditation, except wheels, okay? Wheels of swords. Next one. If you do that one very well, you'll be able to debate with people and change their minds and transform their minds. Isn't that wonderful? And you can sell more wealth phases. And it helps you to gain donations to build a temple. I hate to say it that way, yes, because they'll be convinced because you know how to speak. Instead of complaining, I don't know how to speak, let other people get donations. Now I give you how. So everybody in this room definitely can do it. If you cannot do it, Tsongkhapa's wrong, I'm wrong, Sarangji's wrong, the meditation's wrong, burn the book, go to the beach. Simple. The last wisdom we can achieve through Lama Tsongkhapa's incredible practice is the wisdom of composing texts. And this will be great for you little aspiring writers, bloggers. Imagine if you can write so clearly that when people read your writing, their minds turn and go towards the Dharma. And the writing doesn't mean just eloquent or beautiful, it just means your writing has power. You can write really bad grammar, but if you have this meditation, it's not that you write so wonderfully grammatically correct with no mistakes. You can have grammar mistakes too, you can have spelling mistakes, but when they read it, it changes their mind. Would that be a nice ability? Yes. So this one is very beautiful. Same procedure, except you visualize the Dharma scriptures and wheel of swords together. Lights go out, invites the blessings of the Buddhas, and come back and dissolve into you. Now, how do you visualize the lights coming out from the Buddhas? And you think, where's the Buddhas? How many? I don't know all the Buddhas. Forget about that. Just think all the lights went to the Buddhas, wherever you are, and the lights come back. Make your life simple. Because you have to sit there and go to one, but go to Tara, come back, go to Zambala, come back. Tomorrow morning, you're like, oh, did I do Zambala or not? Forget it already. Just visualize they went to all the Buddhas, come back. It's good enough. Does everybody understand? Don't make it more complicated. I'll give you another procedure. Who knows the refuge tree, the guru tree? Visualize it going to the refuge tree and all the Buddhas there send back their blessings to your light and they come to you at the end. Does it include the tree? No. Okay, very simple. That's good. You can do this visualization, any of the seven, while you're reciting Niksama, Lama Tsongkhapa's name mantra, or Omarabhasa Nadi, either three mantras. Does everybody understand? Okay. Any questions about the mantra recitation? And the visualization? Yes?
It's still about the visualizations. I just noticed that our mind likes to have its own agenda. They just like to do their own things.
But you see, you talk very funny. You talk as if the mind and you is separate. That's you.
Yeah.
So if you can't control it, that's exactly why you need to meditate. And this problem you're having with your mind going on its own will become bigger and bigger. And increase. And then that's what you take with you in your next life, and the next life, and the next life. So when you complain, which everybody does, how difficult it's to control the mind, that's why I'm teaching this. So there, in short, there is no way to get away from this. There's no way, there's a shortcut. There's no way to complain our way to avoid this. If you want to have concentration, and you want to control your own mind, you must do this. There are many types of meditation to control our mind, but I'm giving you the easiest one without initiation. A one that you won't go crazy if you do it wrong. So how do you, if you need to stay awake, how do you make yourself stay awake? You control your mind. If you need to focus on something, how do you focus? You have to train your mind. The very fact that our mind is so wild and we can't control, that is why I'm teaching this. So yeah, you ask, will it affect my prayer? What does prayer mean? Prayer is from your heart. If you're not visualizing or thinking, just reciting, that's not prayer. it's not much effect. How can it be effect just to recite? If it's got effect just to recite and you don't have to think or meditate, then play the tape recorder all day. Just record it and play tape recorder and you go to sleep. And let's see who gets enlightened, you or the tape recorder. You think, use your logic. This one is a simple question people ask me for 20 years already. If I cannot visualize the effect, yeah, of course it does. Of course it affects. Definitely affects. Why does it affect? Because you still cannot control your mind. So what's the solution? Do this. Do this.
So in this case, would it be better that we just let go of the ideas of what we want to visualize or fixated with the pictures that we want to see, or rather just let the mind, okay, now you can go to the bath and then later or you come back?
Of course. But it has to decrease in time, not increase or remain the same. Because if over time you're still at the bath, then what you're doing is you're using that as an excuse to say, let my mind rest and I come back to it. I rest and come back. We actually, in the beginning, we have to do the visualization, rest a little, ghost, and then we wanders and bring it back, and wanders and bring it. Actually, doing this meditation, you can wander a couple of hundred times and have to bring it back. But that's just like exercise at the gym. You refine your brain muscles. Definitely you can rest. But after 10 years, if you're still resting your mind, you're still taking a bath, stay there at the bath. You understand?
Yeah.
That's very important.
So it's the durations of it.
Must lessen.
We allow the mind to go.
You allow it to go because you can't control it fully in the beginning. Over time, you can control it. In the beginning, you let it rest, of course. Otherwise, you go crazy. Not crazy, you become like, what's that called?
Tense.
Yes, tense and tired. But it's a good tense and tired because it's something you've never done. It's a good tense. When we go to gym next day, got sore muscle. Is that good sore or bad sore? Same thing. Okay, Mr. Liu? Good. Do the mantra. Who's going to do the Miksama as the main mantra every day? Raise your hand. Who's going to do the name mantra instead of the Miksama as the main name as a main mantra every day? Raise your hand. Who's going to do Om Arabhasa Nadi as the main mantra and the other ones do a little bit only? Raise your hand. Very good. Very good. All three is fine. The last part, the final part, the dissolution. This is very important for 2 points. O glorious and precious Ru Guru, pray sit on the lotus spoon on top of my head, caring for me in your kindness. Please grant me the attainments of body, speech, and mind. Now this is what you're going to visualize, but do not do it too strong. Visualize from the top of your head a opening. And then the opening goes straight down the center, and it goes to your heart. The outside is blue. The inside is red. Then at the end is an 8-petal lotus. On the 8-petal lotus in your heart is a D. Does everybody understand that? Okay. Now you go inside and you look up. When you look up, what do you see? CK? Very good. Excellent. Why is it when you look up, you see Maitreya? Albert? Why?
Because we are aiming to go to Shiva.
That's very good. That's only part of it. The other part is, why? It's not a trick question. Think. It's a little subtle, but think. Why is it when we look up, we see Maitreya? He's not wrong. You're looking up is because now you are getting rid of your body and going into who you really are, your mind. Otherwise, when you look up, you should see the two. The red two, and at the top, you see Lama Tsongkhapa, you see Maitreya. If you're looking up like that, you won't see the two. So that means your meditation is a little off. Why? Because you are still focusing on your body and you're attached to your body. You see, at the end of the slide, what do you get rid of? So why don't we practice now getting rid of our body? How do we practice getting rid of our body? We stop using our eye to look up. We use our mind to look up. So if we use our mind to look up, what will we see around us? We want to detach ourselves from our body. And the reason is so that we're not attached to it anymore. When we're not attached to our body, we cut a lot of karma that comes from attachment. So in order to do that, who are we? Are we our body or our mind? If we are our mind, and the meditation is about our mind in detaching from our body, then what will you see when you look around you? Nope. Nope. Very good. What's inside of you? What's inside of you? The what? Correct. Your channel. Where is your mind abiding? At inside the channel on top of the lotus, correct? In the form of what? Your mind's abiding in the form of what form? Correct. So if you are the D, what are you using to look at yourself and around you and above? So if you're using your mind, are you using your eye?
No.
So what do you see? Correct. Very simple and logical. Very profound. Because when you die, that's exactly what's going to happen to you. You're going to leave your body. And you're going to stand outside and look at your body and go, oh, I'm outside. Even people today who can leave their body in their sleep or astral travel, when they leave their body, they see their body there. But they're different. They're separate. It's very profound practice. So I'm teaching you a practice that helps you to detach from your body, not leave your body. You see, all your problems come from your attachment to your body. I'm depressed, I'm unhappy, I'm hot, I'm cold, I need love, I need this. It's your attachment to your body. If you do this every day, you detach from your body. When you detach from your body, what happens? You're free. You can come and go as you like. So easy, so profound, so simple. So you're looking at the things around you with what?
With my mind.
Your mind. Does your mind need an eyeball to see?
No.
Correct. If your mind need an eyeball to see when you're dreaming, how do you see? And does your mind need your eardrum and ears to hear? If you need your ears to hear, how come in your dream you can hear? Does your mind need your tongue to taste? If it needs your tongue to taste, when you're dreaming, you're eating pizza, how come you can taste the pizza? So do you need your body to taste, touch, feel, and sense? That's what you're doing in this meditation, to detach from your body that you're so attached to. Isn't that profound? So in the first instance, when you recite the first line, this is what you visualize. You're inside your body's not you anymore. You're in the form of the letter D, D-H-I, on top of a lotus, 8-petal, white, inside a red, subtle tube. And when you look up, you can see Maitreya Buddha. That's where you're going to go. If you do this well, when you die and you visualize this, you will go there. You will go there. So that's the first line. After you recite that, this is what happens. The two disciples dissolve into Lama Tsongkhapa. Lama Tsongkhapa shrinks, becomes very tiny, like this. Then you recite the second line. Oh, glorious and precious Guru, please sit on the lotus of my heart. Care for me in great kindness. Please grant attainments common and supreme. When you say that, Lama Tsongkhapa comes forth. Look here. Turns around and faces the same direction as you and sits atop your head. Now when you look up, you see Lama Tsongkhapa's divine backside. Now, what was Lama Tsongkhapa and the two disciples sitting on before they dissolve? Clouds. That cloud is not a cloud. That's actually an emanation of Maitreya Buddha. So the cloud itself is Maitreya Buddha. Okay? Now, when Lama Tsongkhapa sits on top of your head, the cloud is still with him. Now you recite the last line. This is very critical for two reasons. One is to teach you to detach from your body. This will not create you to die. This will not make you leave your body. This will not bring you any harm. That's why it's done without initiation. The second thing is it teaches you how to do self-poa. You recite the last line, O glorious precious Rukuru, pray sit on the lotus of my heart, care for me in your great kindness until I attain supreme awakening. Remain steadfast. So you're asking Lama Tsongkhapa to stay with you. Your guru and Lama Tsongkhapa stay with you until you reach enlightenment. Then Lama Tsongkhapa descends down your central channel. And you, from here you're looking. You see him coming closer. And then he joins with the D. When he joins with the D, what's the D?
Oh my.
Very good. When he joins with the D, Lama Tsongkhapa, here's the D, here's Lama Tsongkhapa. He joins with D. What happens to the D? The D goes inside Lama Tsongkhapa's heart and becomes one. And then the cloud goes up your central channel and goes all the way up and touches Maitreya's heart. When Lama Tsongkhapa comes to the lotus, watch, comes down onto the lotus, becomes one with the D, meets one with you, the lotus closes. He said it ahead of me, the lotus closes. When the lotus closes, Lama Tsongkhapa is inside with you. The lotus closing means what? Nothing can take him away from you. Then the cloud goes to Maitreya and you focus on that very strongly. Page 169, please. Then surrounding the lotus that's closed is this mantra. If you can visualize this mantra around it, sealing it, okay. If you cannot, never mind. Om Arabaza Nadi Sumati Kiti Shi Shiri Badra Ati Tana Ati Tite Kuru Bentu. So look here, the lotus is closed. One string going up. The string gets as long as you want, as short as you want, elastic, never cuts. Even if you close the car door, it doesn't cut. Yeah, some people ask me, if I close the door, how? Nothing, it goes right through the door, what? Don't worry, it's Maitreya. Maitreya cannot be cut. Then the lotus closes, you visualize that mantra around the lotus clockwise. It seals it until, Swaramji said, until the end of time. Until you become enlightened. Then you're finished. When you're in a place that's very scary and you're scared and you're frightened, you can meditate on Lama Tsongkhapa in your heart, glowing, surrounding your body, very bright, the light. Almost when people look at you, cannot look at you anymore. You think it's just my visualization. No. No. Lama Tsongkhapa has the power. Your visualization is only the trigger. Your visualization is not the power, it is a trigger. So when you're in a very scary place, maybe you're filming paranormal, you're at this hotel. You know in Malaysia got a lot of haunted hotels, especially in Malacca. You don't believe me? I take you to unlock you inside. I lock Sean, Beatrix, and the monster here in a nice haunted hotel. Tomorrow morning, Sean will be slim. You visualize the lights coming out, and you recite Mitzvah. And you relax. Nothing can harm you. That's a little secret I teach you. Or even when you're giving a massage to your beautiful mother, your beautiful father, your friend, your Dharma brother and sister, visualize the lights coming from Lama Tsongkhapa, golden lights extending, orange golden lights extend out through your fingers and you give the massage and visualize the lights going out. Blessing, helping, healing the person. Then when you're touching animals, your beautiful cat, your dog, you visualize the lights coming from Lama Tsongkhapa, from your heart, going through you, from your speech. Bless the animal with the lights coming out. Oh, it's very powerful. Even when you go swimming, this is a little far-fetched, but never mind. Even when you go swimming, you visualize the lights coming from your body and fill up the whole lake, the river, the ocean, wherever you're swimming. And blesses all the animals there. You think, is it real? It doesn't matter if it's real. What matters is that you can generate your mind to think about others instead of yourself. Does everybody understand? Very powerful practice. When you eat, oh, great job. I'm full. No. When you eat, visualize the food turning into white nectar and it goes to Lama Tsongkhapa. And you feed Tsongkhapa. Say, but I eat this much, Lama Tsongkhapa, like that, how? He's a Buddha, can eat everything. Lama Tsongkhapa, eat a buffet and don't look like Albert Rachanga. No problem. So you visualize that. When you visualize the fan or the aircon coming to you, don't say, oh, I'm so hot, I'm so hot. Don't immediately visualize. Visualize your offer to Lama Tsongkhapa, the coolness, and dedicate, may all beings in the hells receive coolness. You can use this as a meditation for awareness every day. That's why I say it's a short practice, but it's very complete. Very, very complete. I didn't go over to small, small details today. I went over it quickly. Actually, this teaching I can give you, I need about 3 days if I want to do it completely. But I gave it to you a short form. And juicy. For more detailed refresher, study this book. If you're my friend, study this book. Get 2 in case you lose it or you wear 1 out. Write notes in it. Write down questions. We can meet and have questions. If all of you wish, everybody in this room, I'll have maybe Janai or someone record down the names. We can meet again. And after you have 1 week, 2 weeks to study what we practice, what I spoke about, we can get together and have question and answer. I don't mind. Tonight, a little bit too late for question and answer, but we can have that so we can further learn. But I would like everybody to read this book. Please stop complaining about your problems, your difficulties, your sufferings, your mind jumping, all that. I'm giving you the methods to counter everything. Please stop telling me you're depressed, you're scared, you're a loser, you're an overachiever, you're jealous, you're angry. Please stop telling me all that. I gave you methods to counter it all. I gave it to you from my heart with a lot of love, with a lot of hopes that you will practice and achieve some results. Let me remind you all, what I spoke with you really has results. It's not fantasy. It has results. Even the New Age healers, when they go ghostbusting, when they go to a house to ghostbust, they visualize a light and then the ghost enters the light, isn't it? They visualize the light and it goes into the light because the visualization triggers the action. Everybody understand? All right. Any last questions? Yes, why?
Any age limitation?
No, none. No age.
Even the visualization?
No age limitation. No age. That's a good question. Wonderful. I, from the bottom of my heart, have enjoyed every moment of this. I only regret we didn't have more time. But one of these days, I'm going to go through this book page by page. Maybe without an audience, just record it, you guys can watch on video. But better with an audience because you can receive it directly. I've enjoyed every moment of tonight that I've been with you guys to convey the holy practice of Lama Tsongkhapa. My heart right now feels great peace, happiness, joy, and I'm very happy I was able to share it with you. I have every full confidence in Lama Tsongkhapa's practice because Sonramji can never be wrong. Never. So therefore, what I've taught you tonight, I know you're tired and you're sleepy, but go back on the video when it's posted and re-listen to it again. Everything that I shared with all of you tonight was from my heart, with the deepest wishes for you to turn your lives around and to change your lives to become even better. And if I may say so, for your future lives to be better. All of us have met, we have met each other for a reason. The only reason you met me is to bring Dharma into your lives, to transform your lives, to change it to something even better and more meaningful. It's not you're bad people, but with Dharma you understand the purpose of your lives. So therefore, I request all of you with folded hands from my heart to really practice this practice every day. I gave it to you short and sweet because I want the words to be short, but the meditation and the thinking to be more profound. I don't believe in giving my friends and students hundreds of pages of sadhanas to do. It takes you hours. What I believe is short and simple because before you met me, you have a lot of responsibilities, and I understand that. So because of that, I respect your responsibilities. I give you something short but very effective. Those of you who raised your hands to do Lama Tsongkhapa, I'm very excited for you. Those of you who didn't raise your hands, plan for it and do it anyway. Do a good one, the best you can, the biggest you can. The biggest for some of you may be like that. That's okay. That's okay. Do it up well. Put it in the center of your altar. Put up powerful mantras inside. Do the best that you can. Go all the way with your practice. One of these days, all of us will have to separate. I will have to die. And I hope it's before all of you. And one of these days, all of you will have to die. One of these days, none of us will exist anymore in this room. All of us in this room will be dead, gone, forgotten. But if we do this practice, our bodies will be gone, but our minds will continue in a higher form, in a better form. Does everybody understand? So keep that in your hearts. I experience so much pleasure teaching Lama Tsongkhapa to all of you. So much pleasure. The reason is because what can be more precious? And I didn't make you take any vows or commitments. I didn't make you take any heavy promises. Only Dharma teachings. So practice and push yourself. Improve. Let's make Kichara grow huge. Let's make KFR and all that come up. Why? Because we can reach out to so many more people in the future.